Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Gimel, as we start the fourth parak here in Masechta Sukkah, fourth out of five, and we get into the Mitzvah Sachag. Right, remember, up until now, the first two parakim were about the structure of the Sukkah, the third parak was about the Mitzvah of Netilas Ulav, and now, for the rest of the Masechta, really, the next two parakim are about the following line in the Mishnah that we started off with yesterday, describing which mitzvos apply on which days of Sukkot. So Lulav and Arava, we said, is either 6 or 7 days. Halal and Simcha, 8. Sukkah and Yisachamayim, 7. Chalil, which is the name of the last parak, is either 5 or 6. So the Mishnah described how the mitzvah of Lulav took place Bizman HaMikdash, on the first day of Sukkot. If it was Shabbos, they would bring their Lulavs before Shabbos to Har HaBayis, and they would try to get their own Lulavs back the next morning, but eventually they realized it was too difficult. Even tried to give each other b'matana, having that das would not work. So they made a takana at the end of our Mishnah that everybody would be no-tail b'beisam, because it was too dangerous. So we ended off yesterday by noting, interesting, how does this takana, mishum sakana, work with the other takana, mishum sakana, that we had at the beginning of the second parak in Maseches Yuma, where the Mishnah there, if you remember, is described that the Kohanim used to have a contest who would be able to be Zocha, the Trumas Hadesha. They used to run up, and then one pushed the other one off and broke their leg. So what exactly, how do we understand the two takanas, mishum sakanas? So one of the acronym explain why. Why didn't they just make it at the same time? Once they saw Dvarim Yishum Sakana, why didn't they look around and realize what were dangerous practices in the Beis HaMikdash and make the law at the same time? You know, Trumas Hadeshen and Sukkot. Well, they didn't think about Sukkot. It wasn't that time of year. They didn't realize that that was going to be a dangerous situation again. So two ideas. Number one, maybe V'chashvus, this is from the Beirach Moshe, that maybe they thought originally, when they made the takana in Yuma, that was worse because there somebody won and somebody lost. That's what they thought you have to make the takana. That was real mishum sakana. Mashiach it here, everybody's just trying to get their lulav. So maybe they thought that, you know, over time, things would calm down. That relates to the Rashi and Parsha Shoftim, which we have mentioned a number of times in the past. Rashi and Shoftim notes in the Parsha of Mechozrei Me'orche HaMelchama, Rashi notes that the Torah describes three different people who are able to go back from the battlefield. You planted a vineyard, you built a house, or you got married and you didn't get to enjoy the fruits of one's labor, literally and figuratively. So in that case, they're able to go back. But the language the Torah uses is pen yamus bamulchama. Maybe he will die in war. V'ish acher yikachena. V'ish acher yichalalenu. V'chuth. 9 words in the Torah, which Rashi seems to be bothered. What does the Torah have to say? Let's just say, Pen Yamas Abachama. He didn't enjoy the fruit yet, and maybe he'll die in war. What do you have to add? And someone else will enjoy it. V'ish Acher. What do you have to add those words are? So Rashi quotes, Dvar Agmas Nefesh Huzeh. It's Agmas Nefesh. What does Rashi mean? So we're not going to quote the story again, but just the message is that sometimes it's harder and it's more painful when someone else wins, more than my just losing something. If a child doesn't get something, fine. But if their sibling gets it, forget it. Right? No way. It's not fair. Right? What do you mean? It's not for you. Don't worry about it. No, it doesn't. That's even more painful. V'ish acher, v'ish acher. The Torah is going into the psychology of each individual, knowing that that's what will cause their pain, that's what they'll be thinking about, and that's why they won't be able to have kavana during the battle. So that's the same idea here. And that is, maybe Chazal thought that the case over there, someone else won. That's why it was Bishop Sakana. That's why people would go to the ends of the earth to make sure they win. Mashiach in here, everybody's just trying to get their own lulav. Number one. Number two, the other one might be that they first might have made the takana of lulav. And that's what it was more, you know, more of a general Klal Yisrael idea that applied to all the Jewish people. So then they realized, then they focused on the Kohanim afterwards, right? It was different different populations. Therefore, they didn't focus on the two of them together. Okay, either way, those are the two times in the Mishnah that you have this idea of Mishum Sakana making a Takana. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Amai, why is it? What did the Mishnah say? Only if the first day of Sukkot is Shabbos do we say that Lulav is Docha Shabbos on the first day, and therefore you have the mitzvah of Lulav all 7 days. Ask the Gemara, what's the problem? What malacha am I doing when I shake a lulav? I'm not doing anything. I know the 39 malachas, And Aishika Lulav is not one of them. Muksa. Muksa is Darabanan. Right? You want to say Lulav somehow Muksa. But why would it be Muksa? Amai Tiltul Ba'almahu. You're just shaking something. V'litchi Shabbos. Let it be Docha Shabbos. What's the problem? So Tosfos says on the bottom, Af Al-Gav D'Chazi L'Mitzvah. Even though this lulav is right to use for a mitzvah, shayich bei iser muksa letilto. The Gemara is already leading into the answer here, right? But already it's saying that you're just moving something. What, is it really muksa? The Gemara is saying, Satosa is saying, you can ask the question. It can be muksa because it doesn't have to, it's not a kli. Ask Tosfos. Shayach bei iser muksa letilto me akashin asui kli. Like we have elsewhere in Maseches Menachos, you have the rods that they used in the Shulchan to put the Lechem upon him on. Those also don't have the status of a Kli. What Tosfos is getting at? The fact that just because you use it for a mitzvah does not give it the status of a Kli. That's what Tosfos is bothered by. And based on that, the Kapos Tamarim says, wait a minute, didn't we have a couple of days ago, remember the sugya of Kedusha Shvius, whether an Esrog and a Lulav, and what do we say about Lulav? We said a lulav might have Shabbos as daf. A lulav might have kedusha shvius. Why? Because rove lulavim are used to sweep the house. Lechabed bo asavayis. Rashi quoted. Right. So ask the kapos tvarim. So why is it doesn't a lulav have a shame kli based on that? Forget the mitzvah. So you want to say the mitzvah is not makshiv it in order to give it the status of a kli, but you use it lechabed bo asavayis. Right. Rashi said on the bottom of daf mem amun aleph Shabbos is daf. So remember, we said Rav Shlomo Zalman holds Bizman Azeh because nobody uses it to sweep the house. So that's why it doesn't have Kedusha Shemitah. But Meikra did ask the Kapos Tamarim, why don't you say that? It must be, he explains, that even if you want to say it's Roy Lechabed Bo'as Habayis, that's only if you designate it Lechabed Bo'as Habayis. If you don't designate it for that, so then it still has the status of separated muksa. V'shema yesh lomar de'eno mutter letiltol. Halulav lachabed esabayis elak sheyichdu me'erv Shabbos lachabed bo esabayis v'koloshal yichdu chashuv ke'etzim tavi muksim letaltel v'do. You just got to put these two gemaras together. The one here that is getting into the sugya of lulav being muksa, and the other gemara which we had 3 days ago relating to using it to sweep up your house. Okay, so the gemara asks, what's the reason for lulav? Why can't I shake a lulav on Shabbos? So the gemara has the famous gzeira of Rabbah. Gzeira de Rabba, Amar Rabba. Gzeira, Shemi Yitlenu, Biyado, Vyelechetzel Baki Lumod. Maybe I'll take it in my hand. I won't know how to properly fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore I'll go to an expert to learn on Shabbos. Vyavi Renu, Dalan Amos, Rishas Arabim. And then I will take it for Amos in Rishas Arabim. Vahainu, Taima de Shofar. Vahainu, Taima de Megillah. And that's the same reason that Shofar and Megillah are not performed on Shabbos either. Gzeira de Rabba. These are the three cases where we paskel maskana. Remember, in Psachim, we had one other Gzeira de Rabba. We have whether one can sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma on Shabbos. Hazaah is only a shvus. So what's the problem there? Is it because of Gzeira de Rabba? Or Rashi quoted there, maybe it's because of tikkun. You're fixing somebody, you're making them tahar. Maybe that's why you can't do hazaah on Shabbos. But that's another place where the Gemara relates to Gzeira de Rabba, but again, not Lamaskan according to all. But our Gemara quotes all three Gzeira de Rabbas that we do hold of. Gzeira, Shemi, Yitlanu, Biyado, and you might go to a Baki. So, a couple of points. Number one, by a lulav, what might you go learn? What are you going to go learn? What, you shake, pick up a lulav, you go to the mitzvah. What's so hard? Right, by shofar, okay, you got to learn how to blow the shofar. By Megillah, you understand. You got to learn how to lay in the Megillah. Those two are you need a professional. But what do you need a lulav, professional lulav shaker? You know, we said yesterday, right? Once a katan is yodea, lina'anea. So explains the Rashi, three words in Rashi, bottom Rashi. Yelechetz baki lomod, you might go to baki to learn, ni'anua o birchaso. To shake the lulav or the bracha. The bracha? The bracha is derabanan. What, the bracha is ma'akev the mitzvah? So, explain the Achronim, maybe it doesn't mean the Pnei Yeshua here is bothered. What do you mean, bracha? Why is that so hard? And also, the Pnei Yeshua says on Amud Beis Bezrep today, we're going to have the same discussion by Arava. Arava on Hoshana Rabbah, or every day of Sukkot, they took the Arava and they stood it, or they walked around the Mizbeach, we'll see what they did. So there also, you might spell Gzeira the Rabbah, you might come to carry it. It was an extension of the Lulav. There is no bracha. There is no bracha there. Right. So what's Rashi talking about? Nianua berchaso. So maybe the suggestion given is that it doesn't really mean the bracha per se. It means when you're supposed to say the bracha legabe the nanuim. As we said, it's not so pashut. What exactly are you supposed to do with over lasiyasan? Right? Do you hold it and have kavanah shalolatzeis? Do you not pick it up? Do you hold it upside down? That's the bracha. Not stama any bracha. Bracha zeinu ma'akvos. You don't have to say the bracha to be yosef the mitzvah. The problem is here, the bracha is not so smooth how one is supposed to say it. And maybe that's what Rashi means by lobo nianua oberchaso. So, gzeira shemi yitlenu, you might go. Which every time we mention this, must be pointed out that it's an amazing idea of our Ravus. That because of one guy who's going to forget that it's Shabbos and might go to learn, all of Klal Yisrael forevermore do not shake lulav or blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholias B'Shabbos. It's unbelievable. We're worried about one aveira of one. Imagine millions and millions of Jews doing the mitzvah saseh. But for one guy that might forget to be doing the lo saseh, right? Yishkoch b'ad chachamim l'akad over b'na Torah b'shev al taseh. Chachamim say, do not blow the shofar, do not shake the lulav. Amazing. Amazing idea of arvus. Before we get to the top, once we're done with arvus, the Chashuke Chemed here discusses an idea of arvus. Not exactly related, but it's about arvus as well. And that is a question that is surprising, you might think, how to answer this question. There was a story, She'ela, Maisa B'Kohen. A Kohen gets on an El Al airplane in London, coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And all of a sudden, he sees a good friend of his, who gets on the plane. He says, hi, how are you? How are you? He starts sitting down with him, and all of a sudden, he sees he's not so talkative, as they start closing the doors to the airplane. And he says, well, you know, my father was just nifted this morning, and we're bringing the Aron to Eretz Yisrael. And the guy's a Kohen. Who he's talking to, he's like, he says, see ya, have a good day. He starts running off the plane. He says to the flight attendant, he's like, I gotta get off the plane. I'm a Cohen, and there's a coffee. He's like, if you get off the plane, then we have to find your luggage. In all the thousands of pieces of luggage underneath, it's probably gonna be about 3 hours that you're gonna cause, you're not allowed to fly, illegal to fly, the bags without the person. He's like, I don't know what should I do? I have to get off the plane. So is someone's own personal prevention of Tumas Kohen, Tumas Ohel, enough to delay a whole plane 3 hours because they're looking for his bags? Is that Arvus? Did they have a responsibility? Does he have a responsibility? What's the halakha here? So we would probably think, because if we were one of the other passengers, there is no way that I'm waiting here for 3 hours. That's our emotional answer. That's not our halakhic answer. I am not waiting for 3 hours. This guy can find his bags. That's what we would answer. But halakhically, what's the responsibility? So he says, first, okay, let me just say what he says first. Chipus ha-mizvadot shalom b'toch meos ha-mizvadot, hours. So, says Rav Zilberstein, kol Yisrael ha-revim zeh lazeh, v'kol achar chayiv lahafsid zman mamon kidei lahatzil chaveiro mechait. He says, it's every Jew's responsibility to make sure that their friend does not violate. Like our Gemara, everybody loses the mitzvah forevermore of lulav, of shofar, because one guy might do an aveira. And here, binyanenu, kivan shakoin haya anus, wasn't his fault. He gets on the plane, velo yada shayala lamatos niftar, imkein einkan balyashal gnevas mamun gnevas man, and he paskins that it's their responsibility to wait. And they have to go find the bags, and he has to get off the plane. Vigam, and even if there are non-Jews on the plane, mutter l'kohen l'akevas amatos kedei l'himana mi'isra tumas kohenim. K'shem sh'mutter l'Yisrael l'isrof chametz nachri b'pesach. Amanas l'shalim istamei ha-chametz. V'chulu. He says, they're not going to let him off the plane for 3 hours, and the flight is 3 hours anyway, so it doesn't matter. You're going to be 3 hours on the plane anyway, so you might as well fly. And you could just sit down. But if the delay is going to be any shorter, he says then he would say that that they have to wait. But then he says at the end, but if there is a doctor on the plane that is going to heal a chola mesukan, and he says every moment is important, so the doctor should get up and announce, I'm a doctor, and I have to go, and if the plane is delayed, alul hachola lamusu bikoach nefesh docha tumas kohanim, and then the kohen sits down and they fly the plane. That's the case. So I have just a ha'ara, number one, is there a chil Hashem element? Especially if there are non-Jews on the plane. I mean, there's Chol Hashem amongst Jews also. Number one, there are Chol Hashem. Number two, there are a number of poskim that talk about the areas under the airplane where El Al puts it. There's hefsik of Ol. They have to use materials and have areas. So if there are shitos that say that there is no tumas kohanim on the airplane right now because the way they make it is one allowed to be machmir for whatever shitos that there is tumas kohanim in that context. So that, those are just two ha'aris that I'm not so sure about. That could be according to, in most situations it could be that there is a tefach airspace and therefore the area where the Aaron is not going through to the rest of the airplane. And then one is not allowed to be machmir on the feet of the other individuals, besides the chelas shalom element. So I'm not positing, I'm just quoting the story here and making two ha'aras on it. But that's in terms of arvas. Okay, we continue. So the question the Rabbah says, Gzeira de Rabbah. So now back on the top of the Amud. Rashi notes here, Machlokas Rashi Tosos in a few places. What does the Gemara say? Rab is worried about Gzeira Shema Ya'avirenu. We know there are two parts of the Malach of Hotza'a. One is carrying four Amos in Rishus HaRabim itself. That's an Issadar Isa with an Akira and a Hanacha. And the other one is going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim and vice versa. The Gemara in all the places that it talks about Gzeira de Rabbah mentions Shema Ya'avirenu. And Rashi and Tosfos always ask, why Shema Yavirenu, Dalet Amos? Why not Shema Yotzi? May Rishos HaRabim L'Rishos HaYachid, or vice versa. Right? Why Dafka Shema Yavirenu? So Rashi quotes that, Havimatzi L'Meimar, could have said the other one too. It could have said, Hotza'a May Rishos L'Rishos. But in most cases, says Rashi, the De'oraisa would not be in that context. Because there are so many Rishuyos D'Rabbanon today. How many people are doing Hotza'a May Rishos L'Rishos? From a real Rishus HaYachid to a real Rishus HaRabim. So it's not so common. And also you have to have a Kavana for an Akira in one place, a Hanach in another place. Okay, Rashi says it's just a more common occurrence. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi Pshat. Tosfos gives a different idea. Tosfos says, generally when you're going from Rishus to Rishus, there's a Heker. You're going to remember. Right? You're going outside your house. You're going into your house. Into the Bucky's house. So you're going to remember, there's a hecker, you're going to a different Rishus. Masha'en came by Havara, Dalet Amos, there is no hecker, and I might not realize in this case. The Me'iri says, very Pasha, Dabar Pasha, says, what are we worried about? What can we worried about? The simple interpretation is, I'm worried about going to a Bucky. So what am I going to do? I'm going to have it in my house. I'm going to go and bring it to the Bucky's house. So basically it's going to be an Akira in a Rishus HaYachid, a Hanacha in Rishus HaYachid, and Ma'avir Dalet Amos Be'emsa. Says that's why the Gemara doesn't say Akira and Hanacha from one Rishus to another Rishus. Because the Pashas case is Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. That's what we're talking about here. Derech Rishus HaRabim. So that's why the real Lav that we're worried about is Ma'avir Dalet Amos to Rishus HaRabim, says the Me'iri. Okay, you might also relate, we discussed this back in Masechah Shabbos, that there could be a conceptual element that connects both of these. Right? We think of them as two different parts of the Malach of Hotza. Hotzeim Rishus L'Rishus and Ma'avir Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. The way that some formulated the Baal HaMa'or in Shabbos notes, around Tzadik Vav area or so, notes that maybe conceptually it's the same Malacha. Even though we call one Ma'avir. Because Ma'avir Dalet Amos, maybe each person is looked at as having Dalet Amos around them. Around themselves. And when they're Ma'avir Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, it's really a Hotza'a. May Rishus L'Rishus. That is a Hotza'a. Right? The discussion is had is, because the Gemara seems to say that Ma'avir Dalet Amos is a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The question is that a new element of the Malacha? Or is that an expansion of Hotza'a? May Rishus L'Rishus. The Baal HaMa'or's formulation is that it's an expansion. Because even Ma'avir is Hotza'a, May Rishus L'Rishus. Even though there are two parts of the Malacha, you might look at them as one malacha. There are other mitzvos that the Mefarshim ask about, why isn't there a Gzeira de Rabbah? So we have it by Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah. Those three. So why don't Tosfos and Megillah, right, Davdala, those who chazen Megillah for the past month. What about Bris Mila? Why don't we say Mila should not be Docha Shabbos because you might come to carry the knife? Not to come to carry the baby. So we say, okay, we paskin chai nosi as atzmo, a live person carries themselves, and therefore that would only be a drabanan at most. So you're not going to be gozer, mishum, carrying the baby. What about carrying the knife? You shouldn't be able to do bris mila on Shabbos. So Tosfos and Megillah, Dalet and Mabez, ask this question. And he says two answers. Number one, no, mila is too important. Nichrusu aleha yugimo brisos, 13 times it says in the Torah the word bris in the context of bris milah. So you can't not do milah. Okay, Tosfos is, we would have said shofar is pretty important too. We would have said, okay, but Tosfos, bris milah is a defining mitzvah. It makes us a Jew. So number one. Number two, Tosfos says a different answer, and that is most people who are involved in milah are experts. Most people that are involved in shaking a lulav are not experts. You just shake. Even there are more balei tkiya in the world than there are mo'alim, right? So most you know, we're not worried that gzeira by mila, because most people involved in mila are experts. So we're not worried in that case. Second answer. The third answer that we could give is the taz, probably in the top five tazes in the world. The taz is in simin tavkuf peches and ochas Rosh Hashanah. Right? The taz asked the question, why do you need the gzeira deraba when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? We say that you're not going to blow shofar because you might come to carry. There's a separate gzeira of blowing using musical instruments on Shabbos and Yontif. Why don't we say every Rosh Hashanah you can't blow shofar? Period. Forget when it falls out on Shabbos. It's a music. You can't blow trumpets on Rosh Hashanah, right? You can't play guitar on Rosh Hashanah, so you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Or Shabbos, or Yantiv, any day. So what do you need Gzeira D'Rabba for? Explains the Taz, the Yesod Gadol, which all the Achronim discuss this Taz. Pro and con. They quote, oh, this relates to the Taz. What does the Taz say? The Chachamim do not have the power to aser something that is explicitly allowed from the Torah. That's the Taz's Yesod. If the Torah says something's mutter, so the Rabbanim do not have the power to totally wipe out that heter. They can limit the heter, but they can't totally wipe it out. So if the Rabbanim would say there's no shofar on Rosh Hashanah, period, so they don't have the power, they don't have the authority to do that. They could say, when it falls out on Shabbos, don't blow shofar. So meaning next year, you will blow shofar. So, but they don't have the power. That's why they can't knock it out, except because of Gzeira D'Rabba. They can't say don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And he says another example, milah. There's an extra pasuk in the Torah, Parshas Tazria, V'yom Hashmini Yimol Basar Alaso. It's as if the Torah says, "Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos." There's a pasuk in the Torah that says you do bris milah on Shabbos. So if you say you don't do bris milah on Shabbos, that's knocking out a heter mefurish b'na Torah. So therefore, you can't say gzeira d'rabba when it comes to bris milah. Okay, that's another idea. Okay, there's a lot. We can spend the whole shiur on gzeira d'rabba. Maybe I'll just mention one more comment, and then we'll continue. And then we'll come back if there's more time. And that is Achronim, not Rishonim. Ask. We just had Purim, right? So Purim, we know if Megillah falls out on Shabbos, Purim falls out on Shabbos, you don't lay in the Megillah. What about Kriyas HaTorah? Why don't we make a Gzeira, right? Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra and Moshe made a Takana, you lay in every 3 days. Why don't we say not let a lane on every Shabbos? Gzeira Shem Yavi Renu Sefer Torah, Bershus Arabim. Right? Why are we worried about Megillah? We're not worried about Sefer Torah. So this is asked by the Achronim in the beginning of Maseches Megillah on Mishnayos. The Tosfos Yontif asks, "Im kein lama karen b'sefer Torah b'Shabbos?" Why do we have that? See, he says, because the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim, Kuflamit Tes, that anybody who lanes has to prepare beforehand. It's not just good advice, it's a halacha. It's Shulchan Aruch. Tzorech l'sadros atchila pa'amayim v'shalosh beino levein atzmo. Im kein kol ha'karen b'kiyanein. Everybody who lays is considered a baki because they have to prepare, similar to what Tosfos says by bris milah. And because they're all baki, and therefore we can assume that it's not a problem. That's what he answers. I don't understand. What about Megillah too? Megillah also, if you have to prepare for the laying, Kriyas HaTorah, you have to prepare for Kriyas HaMegillah. Well, it doesn't say it in Shulchan Aruch, you have to prepare for the Megillah. It only says it by Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, that's the Tosfos Yontif's answer. The other answer is that there's a difference between a Chovas HaYachin and a Chovas HaTzibur. That's a big difference. That's the Tosfos Chadasha right here on the side of the Mishnayos. It says, when it comes to a Chovas HaTzibur, everybody's doing this together and everybody's going to remind each other. We don't have to worry about it. Vashayekin, Chovas HaYachid, Mila and Lulav and Shofar and Megillah, those are Chovas HaYachid on each individual. That's where you're worried. Kriyas HaTorah is only done with Tzibur. You don't do that by Yachid. So therefore, there's a big difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah. Good. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, so again, why are we worried about Lulav? Because of Gzeira D'Rabba. Ihachi, second line, Yom Rishonami. So what about the first day? If we're worried about Gzeira D'Rabba, why the first day? Is it Doche Shabbos? Rishon HaTakina L'Rabbana Bebeso. No, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you're right. The first day, it was too dangerous. They said, you know, just take the Lulav in your house. Meaning, you're not going to carry it outside. That's why there's no Gzeira D'Rabba. Because you're going to have to shake it in your house. So where it says, HaTenach Acher Takana. That's fine. After the takana, hakana takana megala meimer. What about before the takana? And it doesn't sound like they changed it because of the issue of gzeira d'rabba. Sounds like they changed it because of the davar mishum sakana. So that answer doesn't work. So Ella says the Gemara, this is the real difference between first day and the rest of the days. Again, this is all in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's all Doraisa. So why do we say that only the first day is Docha Shabbos? So Rishon de'asya min ha-Torah b'gvulin lo'gazir b'rabbanan. The first day of Sukkot, it's such an important mitzvah, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's Doraisa. So Rabbanan weren't goes there in the Beis HaMikdash on that day. Hanach, the less numen, at Torah Bikvulin, the other days, which are only Daraisa and the Mesa Mikdash and not Bikvulin, Gazru Behu Rabbana. The Rabbana goes are there because it's a lesser level of a mitzvah, and Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yevamos that Chazal have the power to do this because of Yesh Koch Bian Chachamim, Lakar Darvam, and at Torah Beshev Al Tasa. Right, the Gemara in Yevamos Tafsadi. Good, that's the difference between the first day and the other days. Tosfos notes, Tosfos asks, here in Dir Maskal Ha, why didn't the Gemara suggest that you should shake it every day in your house? Kishachal b'Shabbos. The Gemara says the first day they did it in the house, and the rest of the day is not. Tosfos says Imkein Liskinu Nami Kol Shiva Bebeisu Kishachal b'Shabbos. Why did the Gemara suggest that? It's the Emek Bracha. What a simple question on Tosfos. I don't understand. Shake it in your house every day. What's the Gemara talking about the Beis HaMikdash? There's a mitzvah to shake it in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. Every single day of Sukkot. So what's Tosfos talking about? That you would shake it in your house, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only in the Beis HaMikdash, not in your house. You know what you have to say, says the Emek Bracha? He just says one line here of Permanshik. He says, once you're in the Beis HaMikdash on a certain day, you have a chiyuv to shake a lulav, b'lav dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. When you, the Gavra, are in the Beis HaMikdash on a day of Sukkot, then you, Memela, have a chiyuv to do Netilas Lulav on that day, even not Beis HaMikdash. That's what he says. You have to see from the question of Tosfos, which is a chiddush, because it says, Usmachta b'fnei Hashem l'keichem shivas yamim. You can say, because it doesn't say Netila, it says Simcha, there's more flexibility. That's what he says. You get out of the question of Tosfos. But either way, difference is between the first day and the other days of Sukkot. Says the Gemara, Ihachi now, Ha'idnanami. So what about Bizman Hazeh? So why don't Bizman Hazeh, we say the first day, if it's because of Isa Bikvula, they didn't make a Gzera, so even today we should say the first day is Docha Shabbos. No, we are not experts in the calendar. Tosfos says, we are experts in the calendar, but we treat it as if we are not experts in the calendar. Right, because of our original Sveika Diyoma, which we still do, Minag Avoseinu in Chutz La'aretz. So that is why, and even not in Chutz La'aretz, even once that halacha exists, even in Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to be doche, sukkah, the lulav is not going to be doche on the first day. Says the Gemara, Inu Diyadi Mekviya Diyarchalitchu. What about they who are, who's the they? Who's the they? So Rashi quotes, B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Shadayin Mekachin Al Pi HaRi'iyah. Wow, so the days of Gemara, because it'd be a Riyah, or even not, even those in Eretz Yisrael only have one day. So the Gemara answers in Achinami. The Gemara says, yes, okay, it should be. We don't pass it this way. But in Achinami, the Gemara says, Ditnan Chada, one, you know, from the two, the Mishnah, the Brisa. One Mishnah says, our Mishnah, B'yadav HaRishon Shel Chag, Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, Kalam Olichin Ez Olvem Lahar HaBayis. Right, one Mishnah says Hara Bayis to bring the lulus before Shabbos. Vitznanidach, and the other Mishnah says Lebeis Hakneses. Says it to the shul. Shma mina kam esman shebeis hamikdash kayim kam esman sheein beis hamikdash kayim shma mina. So it sounds like from the maskana of this gemara that there is some heter even bisman hazeh. Tosfos notes that lo maskana there is no heter bisman hazeh. Bisman hazeh we don't paskin of a heter. Right, Tosfos tiber maskal inhu ein maskana zu kaima. Right, we'll see on tomorrow's Dabei Hashem. We don't pasken this way. We hold kiva diladi dun lo dachi lo dunami lo dachi. We'll see that line by Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Right, lo says go to do. We all do the same thing. And lulav is not docha Shabbos today. Lulav is not docha Shabbos today. Tosfos then wonders. Interesting question. But we know there's a halacha which doesn't apply today. But the halacha in Rosh Hashanah says b'makam sheyesh bezdin you blow shofar even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you don't have such a halacha by lulav. Why is there a difference between shofar and lulav? That shofar, theoretically, this was the controversy in the middle of the 1800s when they wanted to there was one of the rabbanim that wanted to blow shofar on Shabbos. He wanted to get a bezdin based on the lashon of the Rambam. Wanted to get a bezdin, and all the other rabbanim said, no, forget it, we don't have that power today. So Tosfos says, why is that even a possibility? That you could blow shofar in front of a real bezdin, bezman hazanan, and not lulav. So Tosfos says, because shofar brings us in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shofar, look at Tosfos's first wide line in Tosfos. V'yishlam at the shofar shehu la'alo zichronim shel Yisrael, la'aviyam shebashamayim, lo ratzu levata lagamrei. The Chacham didn't want to knock out shofar totally if he didn't have to. They have to, to prevent the Nisr. But they didn't want to if they didn't have to, so therefore shofar might be different, limaskan. Okay, let's continue. So that's all in terms of lulav. Says the Gemara, De'isa minatara bigvulim minalan, how do you know that there is a mitzvah de'oraisa bigvulim? Right, what does it say in the Torah? Ulakachtem lachem bayom arishon, dechsiv, ulakachtem detanya, minalan, detanya, ulakachtem shetei lakicha biyad kol echad ve'echad. Ulakachtem means every single person, meaning it's a chovas haguf. We know in the Torah it's ironic, but generally when there's a plural lashon, that means for each and every person. When there's a singular lashon, it means for Bezdin. Usfartem lachem, right? Everybody sviras omer. Svira l'kol echad ve'echad. Ulakachtem lachem. The plural is l'kicha l'kol echad ve'echad. The plural is generally. And when it says by counting yovels, v'safarta l'cha. Sheva shapso shanim, sheva shanim, sheva pa'amim. Singular means bezdin, as a representative of Klal Yisrael. It's the plural that always means kol echad ve'echad. So it's not always, but that's generally how Chazal understand it. Lachem misha lachem. Lahotzi es hashol ves hagazel. Lachem excludes borrowed and stolen on the first day. Bayom, v'afilu b'shabbos. Bayom means even on Shabbos, right? It's da'oraisa. Rishon, afilu b'gvulin. Rishon, Rashi quotes, that's just an extra word. Even b'gvulin. Harishon, Malabechin, Adok, Aliad of Rishon Bavad. Ha is an exclusionary letter to say only day one. Only day one is it Doche. Period. So let's talk about that Brisa now. Omar Mar, Biyom Vafilo Bishabis, Michti, Tiltel Ba'almahu. It's a crawl of Mishre Tiltel. What did we just say? What's the whole reason that you might not be able to shake a lulav on Shabbos? Because of Gzeirah Derabbah. So that's an Issa Derabbanan. Why would the Torah have to go and tell us you're allowed to shake it on the first day? Of course you can shake it on the first day. There's no daraisa idea that would tell us not to shake it on the first day. Why is the first day? What would you need a pasuk for? Samarava lo nitzrucha ela lamach shirei lulav. It's about referring to the preparatory stages of getting the lulav ready to use, cutting the lulav from the ground. Va'aliba dehaitana, like the following opinion, Rabbi Eliezer, Titania, Lula, V'chol Machshirav, Dochen as a Shabbos, Divi Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer is the opinion, beginning of Eliezer de Mila, right? 19th parak of Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds that not only is Mila Docha Shabbos, but Machshire Mila are also Docha Shabbos. So that's what it's referring to. If you hold, like Rabbi Lazar, that would only be on day one. Only be on day one. That is the exclusion that is only day one. My time is Rabbi Eliezer. How does Rabbi Eliezer know this idea? Machshirei Mila, Machshirei maybe Ochol Nefesh, right? Other Machshirei of other mitzvos, Machshirei Lulav, Amakra Bayom, Va'afila B'Shabbos. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, we paskin only Hachanas that E'efshar La'asos may Erev Shabbos. Can be done on Shabbos. But if Efshar Lasso, the Erev Shabbos, then we say that the Hechsherim are not Docha. V'Rabbanan Hai Bayom Hayav Dilei. What did the Rabbanan do with the word Bayom? He Bayle, Bayom V'lo Balayla. Right, the Mitzvah of Lulav is only by day and not by night. Rabbi Eliezer, Bayom V'lo Balayla Binale. How does Rabbi Eliezer know the Mitzvah of Lulav is only by day? Now, let me say for the Kora, the next line. Usmachtem L'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. Right, you should be happy with your Lulav in front of Hashem. Shivas Yamim. Yamim V'lo Leilos. So that's an extra word, yamim. V'rabbanan, ime hasam. V'rabbanan, if you only had that pasuk of usmachtem, why isn't that enough? Hava amina, leilif yamim yamim, mi sukkah. Maybe I would have learned the gzeirah shava from sukkah. Ma'la halan yamim va'afilu leilos. Afsukan nami, yamim va'afilu leilos. That's why I need this extra word, yom, to teach me you don't make that gzeirah shava. You don't make that gzeirah shava. Stop there for a moment. We've been talking about Netilas Lulav and the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. I think I mentioned this once before in the Masechta, but I don't remember exactly, so I'll mention it again. And that is, there is a chiddush of the Bikur Yaakov that one should be familiar with. The Pekuri Yaakov discusses the Rambam Shita. The Rambam in a few places in Pirusha Mishnayos, in Rosh Hashanah, and in Meiser Sheni, and a number of places, the Rambam says that when the Mishnah differentiates between Mikdash and Medina, Mikdash really means all of Yerushalayim, and Medina means outside of Yerushalayim. That's the Rambam Shita and Pirusha Mishnayos in a few places, in case we missed it in one place. Mikdash, so for example, when the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah says, B'mikdash hayutokin avalo b'medina, Mikdash means Yerushalayim, and not Medina. Medina means the rest outside of Yerushalayim. So explains the Bikurei Yaakov, the Arach Laner, the beginning of Tafresh Nun Ches, I have the following suffix. According to the Rambam, the entire old city of Yerushalayim has the mitzvah d'oraisa of Netilas Lulav, and outside, because that's the first day, is even d'oraisa, right? Because there's no zechel of mikdash outside, but the first day is d'oraisa. So if all of the old city of Yerushalayim has the status of d'oraisa, you should have to go to the old city even after shaking a lulav outside Yerushalayim. Because outside of Yerushalayim is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and in Yerushalayim, every day, fine, the first day is d'oraisa all over. But the rest of the days of Sukkot, it's only d'rabbanan outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of Yerushalayim, which is Mikdash according to the Rambam. So it says the Bikurei Yaakov, who did not live in Eretz Yisrael, he says, I think you should have to go to the old city every day. Reisi Lachar. Echadim Yerushalayim is manazeh. He need tell me that Torah calls Zion. V'chulu v'chulu. He goes to Machlokas Rashi Rambam, and then he says V'lo Ra'isi La'echad Miposkim Rishonim Yachronim Shizkir Davar Mizeh Asher Ubaru Lafiyani Yezdaiti. I don't know why nobody says this. Umi Shezoche La'dur Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Tibana V'Sikonein Yechavein L'Kayim Mitzvah D'Tilas Lulav Kol Zion V'Safek D'Araisa D'Rabbanan Shlolavra Abal Tikra Abal Tosef. He talks about the kavanas that one has to have. This is the Chumer of the Bikurei Yaakov. Rav Yashiv was machmir in his day when he was able to go to the for this Bikurei Yaakov. They say some gedolim were machmir for it as well, to dafka go to the old city to be able to be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa on the other days of Sukkot. Rov Achronim do not quote this. First of all, nobody before the Aruch Laner quoted it, the Bikurei Yaakov. And others say that there's a raya, a number of Mefarshim explain, Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's a raya against. If really it was true that in Yerushalayim you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Oraisa today, so why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai have to make a Zeichel HaMikdash? You can do it today. Zeichel HaMikdash means, oh, you can't do the Mitzvah today, so you know what, we need a Zeichel HaMikdash. Like the other 8 Takanos, there are 9 Takanos, Zeichel HaMikdash of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Yom HaNeif, Kula Wasser, all the, we're going to have, right, so all the other ones, you can't do it today. But if you really can fulfill the Mitzvah today in Yerushalayim, so what do you have to make a Zeichel HaMikdash for? Everybody should have to come to Yerushalayim. So that's one of the rayas against this chumrah of the Bikurei Yaakov, this chiddush regarding the Netilas Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash.
The old city of Yerushalayim didn't have a din of Rishus Yaakov because of
the old city, in terms of, well, we discussed that back in Maseches Eruvin, whether the chomos, whether it's Tlassos Neulos Balayla, right, whether Yerushalayim has that status. Right, so even if you say that it's not a Rishus HaRabim, you still might say that Gzera would apply. Right, you might say Chazal, once Gzeira D'Rabba applies, then even in a case that's the Chafetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha has a Liza B'Tzarachi, and he says, Bizman Hazeh, almost all the communities, he didn't live today, he says, every place of Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan. So why don't we get rid of Gzeira D'Rabba? That's what he said, we should blow shofar on Shabbos. So the answer is, we can't, even if there are only Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanans, we still can't change that, it was still included, that with the low plug. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we just said, Machlokas or Blessed or Abaddon, but everybody agrees, Lamaskanda, that the Mitzvah of Lulav is only by day, and you don't learn it from Sukkah. So the Sukkah, Gufamin Olan. So how do you know Sukkah? How do you know Sukkah is by day and night? Once Lulav is only by day, how do you know Sukkah is by day and by night? Tosfos on the bottom says, what about Teshu Kain Taduru? Right? You live in a Sukkah day and night. So Tosfos says, well, we already had earlier that if you have a Pusik that goes against your Teshu Kain Taduru, you go by the Pusik. Like women, Teshu Kain Taduru. That's why you need to have a Pusik to exclude women. You might have thought women are obligated. So Tosfos says, that's why we're looking for a Pusik. Even though you're right, Teshu Kain Taduru is a Svara, but a Pusik would override that. So, Minala and Hadi know Sukkah is by day and night, the Tana Rabbanon, but Sukkah stays with Shivas Yamim. Yamim, Vafilu Lelos, days and even nights. Vafilu Lelos. At Omer Yamim, Vafilu Lelos, so Eno Ela Yamim, Velo Lelos. It says the word day, but is that Dafka or is that Lav Dafka? So, Vidinu, let's compare it. No Merkan Yamim, Venemar, Velulav Yamim. It says Yamim by both. Sukkah and Lulav. Malahal and Yamim, Velo Lelos, Afkan Yamim, Velo Lelos. Just like here is day and not night. So to there, O klach l'derech zu, or the other way, Nemar kan yamim v'nemar b'miluim yamim. Last week's parsha, end of parsha Sav, shivasi b'yam b'miluim. Aaron and his son stayed in the Mishkan day and night. Ma lahal yamim v'afilu leilos, afkan yamim v'afilu leilos. So do you compare it to miluim, or do you compare it to lulav, which is kind of circular, because lulav might have been learned from Sukkah itself. But we'll get to the maskana. Nira lemito me don in davrish mitzvaso kol hayom davrish mitzvaso kol hayom val yochir davrish mitzvaso shachas. Maybe you should compare it to miluim because that's something that you live in 24/7, unlike lulav with you shake it once. O klach lederach zu, or the other way, don in davrish mitzvaso ledaros midavrish mitzvaso ledaros val yochir miluim sheino agin ledaros. Sukkah and lulav are mitzvahs forever, right? Unlike miluim, which is a one-time mitzvah. Tamalomar. Forget yamim. We have another gzera shava. Teshu teshu l'gzera shava. Nemer kan teshu v'nemer b'miluim teshu. Malahal on yamim avilu leilos. Afkan yamim avilu leilos. So you learn sukkah from miluim, and then you learn lulav from sukkah. And everything works out. This goes on the list, as we mentioned weeks ago, of the sukkah kudshim connections. Right? Miluim. What do miluim have to do with sukkah? Right, so miluim and chal shem shemaim ala chagiga and dichui when it comes to the parts of the sukkah, all the examples that we've had, and the aron being the minimum height of the sukkah, all these are reflections that a sukkah is a makam kadosh. Exact opposite, but it works with it, of teshu kein taduru. And you have to live in your sukkah like you live in your house, and it's the most common, right? So that's the uniqueness of sukkah, that we have. It's a makam kadosh, but it's also not just a makam kadosh. It is a place that we live in. Okay, Vayter. So the Gemara says Arava Shiva Ketzad. So back to the mitzvah of Arava. So we did the first one. We did sukkah. So sukkah was 6 and 7, and Arava is 6 and 7. So same idea. So Arava b'shvi my time adaki Shabbos. But as the Mishnah said, for lulav the first day, if it's Shabbos, is docha, and Arava for the last day, if it's Shabbos, it is docha. So Arava b'shvi my time adaki Shabbos. Why dafka day 7? Why? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. To emphasize that it is the Araisa, meaning Arava is not Mefurish Bakra, right? It might be Alach Moshe Misinai, right? But it's definitely not Mefurish Bakra. The idea of taking a lulav and doing something with it next to the Mizbeach on Sukkis, it's not Mefurish what you're supposed to do and that you're supposed to do anything. So we want to be Mefarsim it, right? This is, as we've had in the past, Lahotzi Miliban Shel Tzdukim. To go against the Tzdukim who only hold the Torah Shebichsav, we emphasize and want to publicize that this is important and therefore it'll even be Docha Shabbos. Even be Docha Shabbos. So, Ihachi Lulav Nami Litzchik De Lefarsim Ashubin HaTorah. Right? So what about Lulav? You lulav also, Rashi adds in, lulav also isn't explicit for 7 days, it just says Usmach them. So maybe that's also not explicit. You should try to teach them. So no, lulav is gzeir mishum deraba. No, lulav is gzeir deraba. So yachi arava nami nigzar. Arava should also have gzeir deraba. And again, the Achronim, the Baruch Laner says, what's so hard about arava? Right, it can't be the bracha. There is no bracha. So you have to say arava. Maybe you have to ask if it's kosher or not. Right, that's the Aruch Laner Sa'ara. Either way, so the Gemara answers, what's the difference? Arava shluchei bezdin ma'isila lulav akol maser. Arava is only done by the shluchei bezdin, so we're not worried about them. When it comes to lulav, everybody has a mitzvah of lulav, and therefore, that's where there's a gzera d'raba. Ihachi kol yom anami litchi. So then, every day, why only day 7? Every day, you should say it's docha. Right, by lulav, you have the idea of the first day being there, raisa everywhere, the chilik, but arava, they're all days are equal. So why dafka kol yom anami litchi? So asli lefik pukbeik lulav. No, because if every day is docha and lulav is only docha one day, people are going to be mezalzel in the mitzvah of lulav. Mimi, in the hierarchy of a person's values, they have to realize what's the din da'araisa and what's the minug and the din in the base of mikdash. But they have to realize, right? It'll be what we might call a ziyafa Torah, misrepresentation of Torah if it's done every day. V'litchei biyadav rishon. So why not at least day one? Just like lulav is day one, so to arava. Lo muchacha milsa. No, because then it wouldn't be clear that it's the arava. Amri lulav hutakadachi. People might think that it's just dragged along with the lulav being docha. Somehow it's connected to that, but it's not its own halacha. So, v'litzchi b'chad mehanach. So why do you take any other day? day two, three, four. Why dafka did he jump to seven? Kiva de kamafkis lami rishon ukmashvi. No, once you're not doing it day one, you do it on the other pole. You do it on the other one. That's nikar. Ihachi ha'idanami litchis. What about today? And that same thing as we had in Oman Aleph. Analo yadini bekviyat yarcha. No, we're not experts. Inu nami inu the yadini bekviyat yarcha litchi. What about the bnei Eretz Yisrael? Kiyasabar hadya amar lo ikla. It never happens. Hoshana Rabba can never fall out on Shabbos. It never happens. Kiyasa Rabin v'chonu chuzei amri a'iklu v'lo dachi. Well, Rabin came, and all those who came down from Eretz Yisrael, they said, no, it does happen. Ikla v'lo dachi, but it's still not docha. El akasha, so why not? We're back to the question. Why isn't it? So the Gemara answers, Amar Yosef, man leimalan da'arava benetila dilma bizakifa. Because who says you have to do anything with the arava? Maybe all you do is you stand it up next to the Mizbeach. Right? It's not mefurish anywhere in the Torah what you're supposed to do. So if you're only supposed to stand it up, so you stand it up before Shabbos, there's no issue. There's no issue. Dilma bizakifa. And I'm sorry. And therefore, since it's bizakifa, Rashi explains, we don't have a mizbeach to be zokef it next to. And therefore, it doesn't make sense for us to have the zecha. Rashi says, Dilma bizakifa. Lo hayu notu lo sa biyad el azok when asa besidi hamizbeach lachud. Vahashta leke mizbeach hecha nizkefa. So what are you going to do? So that's why we don't do it bizman hazeh, because we don't have the mizbeach anyway. Period. Okay, there's a Tosfos here, but first let's do more Gemara. Esve abaya lula va'arava. Is it really? Now we're going to talk about, is it really a mitzvah just to stand it up on the next to the mizbeach? There's no mitzvah of like doing anything with it? Esve abaya lula va'arava shisha v'shiva. My love kilulav. Don't we compare arava to lulav? Ma lulav benetila af arava benetila. Aren't they compared? Midi Arya, who says? No, lulav can be benetila, and arava can be bezakifa. The Mishnah later on, every day they encircled the Mizbeach once. On day seven times. So my love arava, weren't they walking around with the arava? Lo belulav. You can say it means going around with their lulav, so there's no raya. You can say that. He say with the arava. Amalei, who am I the chabarava? I mean the belulav. I don't know. That's what he says. That's not what I heard. I owe lulav. Itmar blazer omer belulav. Rosh Hashanah Barasan amar of Chanina barava. V'chein amar of Nachman amar of Ravua barava. Amalei Rava l'Rav Yitzchak b'rei d'Rava barachana. Bar Urya, learned one. Tava emalacha milsa ma'aliyas adavi amar avuch. Let me tell you something I heard from your father. Hadetzan b'kol yom akivin esam esbeach v'amachas. V'osu ha yom akivin esam esbeach sheva pa'amim. Hach yamar avuch b'shvei d'Rabbi Lazar b'lulav. So the lulav, so there's no raya from there that they walked around with it. It is possible that it was just with the lulav. So far, there's still no raya that it was in a tila. It might have been bezakifa, and that's why there's no need to be docha Shabbos. Period. Stop there for now. Tosfos has the ha'ara, and that is, why is it chazal lamaskana? And this is what we hold, it comes out, the Ritva also expands on this. Why is it that chazal makes sure, according to our calendar, that Hoshana Rabbah never falls out on Shabbos? Never fall out on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah could fall out on Shabbos. Hoshana Rabba. We're more worried about a Rava than Tkiyah Shofar. Right? I don't understand that, says Tosfos. What's the difference? So Tosfos says at the end of Tosfos, he says, still we have a second day of Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's Derabbanan, but we'll have Shofar that year. If Hoshana Rabba falls out on Shabbos, so then... Right, let's say lechod yoma delo efshel lemevet hashmini ala safek, so it'll be batel legamrei mishtakech toras arava. That is Tosfos's ha'ara, that why Hoshana Rabba Chazal will make sure does not fall out on Shabbos, even though Rosh Hashanah they won't be as makbid for. That's Tosfos's lashon. If you look at the Ritva here, the Ritva also quotes lemaisa v'chein amin aviyadenu v'cheshbon shemasal lanu hilal zachor latov she'ein shvi shel arava chal b'yom Shabbos la'olam. Never falls out. Ef shel bezin lasos kein kisharon shadavet zorach takanas olam afilu shogin afilu mutim. He says we have to rely on Chazal. For whatever reason, Chazal did not want Hoshana Rabbah to fall out on Shabbos, even though Rosh Hashanah they weren't so much before. We also have the other rules. How many days could Rosh Hashanah not fall out? We already have Lo Adu Rosh, so you can knock off another day. The Rosh Hashanah can't fall. So either way, that is the Ritva. Also, might relate to Yom Kippur. If you knock out that day, there are only certain days Yom Kippur could fall out. Can't fall out on a Friday or a Sunday. Either way, this is the important Tosfos relating to Hoshana Rabbah versus Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Eisvei. Beshul will pick up with more Arava issues on tomorrow's daf and breaking a bracha on a minhag. That's all tomorrow's discussion.